close in the first inning, except he hurt his own cause by throwing away a sacrifice bunt attempt. 2-2 pitch. Foul, straight back. Count holds, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Dixie making its first ever appearance in the Junior College Baseball World Series, and as far as we can tell, possibly the first ever appearance by any Utah team in the Junior College World Series. You think, here's Grand Junction almost on the doorstep of Utah. No Utah team has ever been here to play in this JUCO World Series. 2-2 pitch, goes high with a breaking pitch. 3-2. So Tolbert still struggling somewhat with his control. A young man who has been noted for fairly good control, although his last time out he threw 175 pitches. 3-2 pitch, grounded to the second baseman. Page, ranging wide to his left, throws him out at first base. So Page has one error to his discredit, but a couple of dynamic plays to his credit. Actually, three today. As Page has done a good job. One man out. Top of the order, Steve Wintermuth. Wintermuth, right-handed all the way. His brother Jim is the switch hitter. Both of them are sophomores. It gives you a hint that they may be twins. Swung on a missed strike. I'm just guessing. They're about the same size. I'm just guessing. Strike one to Wintermuth. Line deep to left center field. Back goes Seacrest. It'll hang up in the wind, and Seacrest will get it. It looked like it was going to go a little bit deeper than it did. Still a pretty good poke by Steve Wintermuth, but Meredith had it all away. Two men out, and Jim Wintermuth had the RBI single to plate the second run of the ball game. His last time up went to left field. Tolbert still throwing it by some of the Monroe hitters. Breaking pitch, call strike on the corner. So Tolbert, rather than go with the fastball, starting to change some speeds a little bit. Took a little something off that curveball. 0-1 pitch. Breaking pitch, just misses on the other side. 1-1 count. If Dixie wins, they'll play 2 o'clock Monday afternoon against the winner of three-time national champ San Jacinto North and Cochise College. Ball with a fastball high. This has been a Cinderella year for the Rebels, no question about it. Bottom of the sixth inning, Dixie with a 6-2 lead over Monroe. Tolbert, fastball, fisted into the third base bleachers. Foul ball, 2-2 count on Jim Wintermuth. Wintermuth, 2-for-3 today. Reached on a fielder's choice, single twice, has one RBI to his credit. Open stance, left-handed hitter this time, a switch hitter. Fastball, no, slight breaking pitch. Grounded to second baseman Page. Makes a good throw. Nope. Beats it out. Tough call. And the fans didn't like that one. It looked like a 1-2-3 inning. Page made a good wide, ranged wide to his left. Flipped it to Erickson. And it'll go as an infield single. So Steve Wintermuth, 3-for-4 now, and now we get to the heart of the order again. And Mark Tolbert, looking at his first 1-3 inning, the 1-2-3 inning of the day, couldn't get it by a matter of an inch. At the plate, Stefano, who scored the first run for Monroe in the third inning after Dixie had a 4-0 lead. Pitch just misses on the fastball. 1-ball count. Bottom of the sixth inning, 6-2. Dixie with a lead. Mark Tolbert trying to nurse this one home. I guess the Monroe team is trying to get something started. One man on, two man out. Ground ball to Roberts. He'll go to first base, hesitates, and throws it away. So Dixie could have been out of the inning twice. Page was a little late getting to second base, and so no fielder's choice. Roberts throws it away. Fifth error of the game. And Gordon Jolly, who already has a significant amount of gray hair, added a couple of more. Second error of the day by Roberts, who is not really having that good a series, although he does have one base hit to his credit. Suddenly, Bob Hurlbut at the plate in what would have been a 1-2-3 inning. An infield single and an error by Roberts has put men on second and third with two men out. And Tolbert to face the cleanup hitter, Bob Hurlbut. Hurlbut is 1-for-3 today. Looping single. And Dixie designates intentional walk for Hurlbut. Part of the speed-up rules, you can just say, hey, we're going to walk him. So that loads the bases. Jeff Carlson will go in to run for Hurlbut. Gamble, yes. The tying run comes to the plate. Brian Stevens. Two men out. At the plate, Stevens. Fastball grounded right back to Tolbert. Tolbert waits for Erickson and throws him out. So the gamble pays off. Dixie gives up a hit, commits an error, leaves three men on base, Monroe does, and at the end of six innings, it's Dixie 6, Monroe 2, back in 60.
At Tri-State Office Supply, taking care of business means taking care of you. The business team at Tri-State excels in creative inventories, stocking items you didn't even know you needed until you discovered they existed. If the need exists, Tri-State has it for you. 36 East Tabernacle is the address, but it's only the starting point. As expansion of services continue, Tri-State Office Team offers you the largest inventory between Salt Lake City and Los Angeles. Tri-State, for your business.
Harmon's has an excellent variety and selection for your family needs. From the best in meats, poultry, seafoods, and specialty cheeses in Harmon's meat department, to toys, lights, and decorations in the hardware department, Harmon's has it all, and at the lowest prices. Harmon's meets or beats their competitors' advertised prices like Smith's, Albertsons, and Lynn's. Shop Harmon's today for the best specials in town. And remember, you can't beat Harmon's prices.
Southern Utah's Sports Authority, Dixie's 890 KDXU.
Back in Grand Junction, Colorado, Dixie trying to nurse a 6-2 lead. One of Monroe's problems, Dixie has given them some chances. Five errors on the day, a couple of hit batters. Dixie's put some runners on, and Monroe's picked up a few hits. They have seven on the day to Dixie's eight. But they've also stranded 12 players, 12 runners in six innings. So Dixie has not made it look pretty, but they've kept the lead, 6-2, Rebels. Fry to pitch to Mike Page. Page takes a ball on the first pitch. Breaking pitch low. Page has had a pretty good day for himself, except for one error. High chopper down the third baseline, foul. So it's one ball, one strike. Page walked his first time up, took a called third strike, but Page scored the second run of the ball game for Dixie. So he's 0-for-1 with a run scored on the day. Close stance, right-handed hitter. Breaking pitch, called strike on the corner. One ball, two strike count for Mike Page. Number nine hitter for Dixie, leading off the top of the seventh inning. Looped to left center field. Steve Wintermuth trying to find it up in that high sky. He's struggling and puts it up, puts it in. High ball for Page. First out. And now seven straight batters retired by Fry following Kelly Peterson's home run. Chris Leonelli singled and scored ahead of Peterson's home run last time up. Is 1-for-2 today. Sacrifice also. Sacrificed bunt in the third inning. Fry would like to have nobody on base when he faces Peterson. Leonelli. Breaking pitch. Call strike on the corner. Dixie. As Fry has hit the stride, there's no question about it. He's pitching much better now than he did at the first of the game. Dixie with a 6-2 lead. Fry. Fastball. Foul straight back. 0-2 count on Chris Leonelli. One more game today. First game of the day, Iowa Western surprised Brookdale of New Jersey, 8-1. Second game, Hines started off with the lead. Northeast Oklahoma came back to win it. Foul ball off to the right side. High score 14-6. Home run in that one. Let me check. Number 25, big first baseman, I believe, for Northeast Oklahoma. Chris Bernhardt. or Benhart, Chris Benhart, lined a home run in the bottom of the seventh inning. That made it the eight-run advantage. Curveball bounces. Make it one ball, two strikes to Leonelli. Leonelli, the leadoff hitter, but in this inning, the number two hitter, it began with the number nine hitter, Page. One man out, nobody on. Ryan Fry winds, comes to the plate. Breaking pitch, fouled right off catcher Hurlbut, and he's hurt. Looks like it hit him in the upper arm. He took a jolt on that foul ball, reaching for it, and it fouled off. Leonelli walked away. No blood, no gore, just a few bruises, and the life of the catcher. Bob Hurlbut, potential All-American and a potential pro draft choice. Breaking pitch. Grounded meekly to the shortstop. Ferg up. Firing to first base. Guzik has it. Two men out on the 6-3 ground out. And Kelly Peterson coming to the plate. Peterson is a nifty 3-for-3. Has a single, a double, a home run. Has scored two runs. Driven in two runs. Kelly Peterson, who's had the broad shoulders that Dixie has ridden to their offensive burst in postseason play. 3-for-3, two runs scored, two RBIs. Wow. Pitch chopped off to the left side. You look for the triple to see if you have Peterson going for the cycle. Peterson, the last man to get aboard for Dixie, got aboard all the way around. As he hit one high off the light tower in left field. Peterson, I don't know if he twisted or pulled a muscle while he swung. Gordon Jolly wants to talk to him for a moment. There's a timeout. Peterson, Kelly Peterson, third baseman. Been a solid ball player all year for Dixie. Peterson, 5'10", 185 pounder from West Valley, Utah. The pitch, line down the third base line. Peterson will have one. Going for a double. He's going to be up. Newt will throw it into second base, but Peterson has his second double of the day. Line one off the wall. This one right down the line. He's 4-for-4. Kelly Peterson, an in-scoring position. Eight straight batters retired by Fry, and in the top of the seventh, there's a man on now with two men out, and Reed Seacrest to the plate. Dixie with a 6-2 lead. There is an eight-run rule at the end of seven. Once a team hits eight-run advantage, then it's all over at the end of any inning. If one team leads by eight, that's it. That's why the home run in the bottom of the seventh by Benhart for Northeast Oklahoma wrapped up that game. Otherwise, we would have been very late starting. Peterson hurt himself a little bit while sliding. Had to walk it off. He's leading off of second base. Seacrest, low curveball, bounces into the dirt. And Hurlbut has to take it again. Seacrest, on the day, has a single in three times up. Scored a run. 0-for-3 on the day. Correction, 1-for-3 on the day. Has played some good center field. Reed Seacrest. His family came down. Parents came down from the Salt Lake City area to watch him today. And it looks like his dad has developed a little sunburn on the back of his legs after wearing the shorts around today. Peterson off of second base. Fastball inside. Peterson is bothering Fry. No question about it. Fry has suddenly become wild with man on base. What Monroe doesn't want is for Dixie to score any more runs. 6-2 the lead right now. Swung on a miss, strike one. Fastball against hard swing of Seacrest. 2-1 count on Reed Seacrest. Top of the seventh inning, Dixie with a 6-2 lead. Fry into the stretch. Fastball up and in. Ball three. 3-1 count coming up to Seacrest. Dixie, once again, this is a strict double elimination. The last team, 9 of these 10 teams, will end up with two losses in this tournament. The pitch, breaking pitch, ball 4,
staying on at second base is Peterson, and on by way of the base on balls is Reed Sechrist. Cleanup hitter Mark Roberts, who has had a meek 1-for-3 today. His one hit was a looping fly ball that was misjudged by the right fielder. It went up into that high blue sky, and the right fielder couldn't get it. Shadow's starting to get a little long now, although no problem between pitcher and batter. But the sun's starting to go at a deep angle. Last game tonight, we mentioned San Jacinto North, three-time national champ against Cochise College, surprise winner in Arizona. Fastball outside. Roberts, one ball count. Double by Peterson with two men out began what Dixie hopes is a rally. Walk to Sechrist, and there are men on first and second. Pitch to the plate. Breaking pitch. Lofted down the left field line. Not deep enough to do any damage. And back there is Wintermute. Right along that left field line to end the top half of the seventh inning. So Dixie strands two batters. Picks up one hit. No runs. One hit. Two men left. At the end of 6.5 innings of play, it's Dixie 6, Monroe 2. Back in 60 seconds.
There are great savings at Sprouse this week on Nintendo and Nintendo games. Right now, Nintendo is only $99.97. That's the lowest price ever offered. Sprouse has received a fantastic supply of games and all at terrific savings. Zelda or Link for $34.97. Summer Quest for $37.97. And many more to choose from. The kids will enjoy hours of summer fun with Nintendo. So stop by Sprouse in the St. George Commercial Center and enjoy the great savings on Nintendo and Nintendo games. Get in on the fun of boating for Memorial Day with a new boat from Motorsportsland. Right now, Motorsportsland is having a store-wide Memorial Day sale on Southern Utah's number one word for fun, boats. Motorsportsland is offering fantastic savings on every boat in stock, Bayliner, Cobalt, and Wellcraft. All with easy financing, all with low monthly payments to fit your budget, and all ready for immediate delivery.
Motorsportsland, help me get away.
Motors Sportsland has the boat to make your summer memorable.
Southern Utah's Sports Authority. Dixie's 890 KDXU.
After a lot of action in the first couple of innings, things have been rather mild since then. Monroe scoring one in the third, one in the fourth, and stranding a lot of runners. They have stranded at least one runner every inning. 12 in six innings. And Mark Tolbert, as Dixie is a visiting team, Tolbert has three more innings to work if he expects to pick up the victory on this. He's only 6-4 on the year, but has done an outstanding job. Two of his wins were the two shutouts that Dixie had. Bill Guzik. Let me get the right left-handed batter. Guzik takes a called strike. 0-1 count. Tolbert trying to stay ahead of the hitters in the last third of this ball game. 6-2, the lead, Dixie. Fastball, grounded up the middle. Roberts can't catch up with it. Base hit for Guzik. So Guzik has three times come to the second baseman. This time gets the single, leading off the bottom of the seventh inning. Monroe trying to get something started. Bottom third of the order now. David Ferg, two called strikes and reached on an error on the second baseman last time up, so he's 0-3. Ferg, the lone Pennsylvanian on this New York team. Tolbert, man on to begin the seventh inning. And Ferg, as Monroe's trying to get something started here in the bottom of the inning. 39-2 on the year. Breaking pitch, low, ball one. Dixie's trying to make it 39-3. If you're looking at winning streaks, though, Monroe has only a two-game winning streak coming into this tournament, and Dixie, on the other hand, has an eight-game winning streak. Tolbert, into the stretch, comes to the plate, fastball, strike on the corner. 1-1 count. Ravino on deck, and my crony, Guzik. Bouncing single up the middle, on at first base. Tolbert looks at first, comes to the plate, breaking pitch up high. Fitz Smith has a notion, doesn't throw. 2-1 count on Ferg. Ferg listed at 5'7", 155 pounds. He's all of that. Good little shortstop, though. Good strong arm. Monroe has been strong in the middle today with their second baseman shortstop combination, Rivino and Ferg. Really, in many ways, they've outplayed Roberts and Page, although Page has had some good plays today. But there have been three errors between Roberts and Page. Five errors on the day for Dixie. Six, actually. Fastball fouled straight back. Ferg, 2-2. Nobody out, a man on, and Tolbert looking a little tired now. He's thrown a lot of pitches today, and Monroe stranded a lot of batters. If Monroe cannot come back and win against Dixie, it'll be a case of not taking advantage of some opportunities that they created and that Dixie created. 2-2 pitch, swung on and missed, strike three. So three strikeouts against Ferg today. Tolbert now has 2, 3, 4, 5 strikeouts on the day for Tolbert. John Rivino, who has reached all but the last time. Throw over to first base, back in safely is Guzik. One man out now, one man on, Rivino. At the plate. He's been a tough hitter for Dixie. Just misses inside with a breaking pitch. Ball one. Mark Tolbert has put in a day's work already, and this is just the bottom of the seventh inning. Dixie with a 6-2 lead. Scheduled 9-inning game. Tolbert. Fastball. Loop to right field. Leonelli drifting towards the line is on the run and gets it. So Rivino got it up in the air, and Leonelli had plenty of time to go after it. Second out of the inning. Two men out. Frank Microne, who is 0-for-3 on the day, fouled out to the first baseman, fly to the right fielder, and grounded out to the second baseman. He has been late on his swing all day against Tolbert, but it's late in the ballgame now, and if Tolbert's tiring, may take a foot or so off his fastball. Guzik. Leading off at first base. Tolbert looks to first, comes to the plate, fastball outside, ball one. Next game, next pitcher for Dixie will be Paul Allen. If Dixie holds on to this, it'll be Monday afternoon. They'll get Sunday off. Tolbert into the stretch, looks at first base. The pitch. Fastball, loop to right field. Leonelli will charge it a little bit. Drift, he's drifting, can't come up with it. It's going to be at least a double. Around third base, Leonelli throws the relay intended for first baseman. Erickson is there, and Erickson had a shot at it. Gordon Jolly's a little upset now, wondering why Erickson didn't throw. They had a shot at him at first base, or coming home. So it'll be a looping double by Microne. And gets the RBI, make it 6-3. Leonelli, as it hung up, dived after it. Couldn't come up with it. Microne's on at second base. Gordon Jolly's a little upset with his team right now. I don't know if Sid Smith said, hey, hold it, or not. But there was some miscommunication between Erickson and Smith. Leonelli was on line with his throw. On his second base is Microne. Fastball looped off to the right, foul. Steve Wintermuth, top of the order. Now you're getting to the where Monroe can do some damage. 6-3 ball game. As Microne gets the RBI. On his second base is Microne. One strike pitch. Loop to first base. Down the first base line, it'll drift out of play. Erickson measuring, finally ran out. 0-2 count on Steve Wintermuth. 6-3, bottom of the seventh inning. Monroe has scored, has another man in scoring position. And all of Monroe's team up standing on the lip of the dugout, doing some cheering right now, trying to generate some excitement against the Rebels. The pitch leans him back with a fastball. 1-2 count. Monroe definitely into the ball game. They're up there and cheering. Dixie with a 6-3 lead is led from the outset, which has been unusual. Breaking pitch, hit on the ground. Mark Roberts, slow ground ball, guns it to first base, and this time right on the money. Third out to retire the side, so one run on two base hits, a man stranded again. And at the end of seven complete innings, it's Dixie 6, Monroe 3, back in 60.
Right now is the time to buy a new GMC truck from Newby Buick. You can still choose interest as low as 2.9% or cash rebates on most models. Newby Buick has a large inventory of pickups, Suburbans, or vans. You'll be surprised at the selection of engines available to meet your driving requirements for work, play, or everyday driving. GMC also offers a wide range of transmissions. So while rebates or low-interest financing is still available, stop in Newby Buick and take a test drive. Newby Buick, 391 West St. George Boulevard. Sun Capital Bank customers know us as the friendliest bank in town. If you haven't discovered this for yourself, stop in at either of our two locations and find out about our new free checking account. No minimum balance required, no monthly service charges. Sun Capital Bank pledges to always continue the personal service. The free checking is just one more reason for you to stop in and check us out. You can't beat the price on Sun Capital's new checking account. It's free.
Southern Utah's Sports Authority, Dixie's 890, KDXU.
6-3, Dixie with the lead as we go to the top of the eighth inning. Dixie, Mark Tolbert has had somebody left on every time. Three runs pushed across by Monroe. Tolbert really well within his record this year. On the year, a 3.18 earned run average. And that's about online. Ryan Fry has struggled, but not all that much. Kelly Peterson has been the big sore spot for Fry today, but he's pitched well during most of the latter part of this game. Fastball by Fry, foul down the third baseline by Smith, Sid Smith. Question of communication on the between the catcher and the first baseman might have gotten the third out on the relay. One strike pitch coming up to Smith. Smith, Tolbert, Meredith scheduled this inning. Outside with the breaking pitch, ball one. One ball, one strike count. Top of the eighth inning. Dixie trying to nurse a victory out of this. Breaking pitch. Lifted high. It's in that jet stream, but it's still within range, right at the base of the, on the warning track. A short warning track, a fly ball grabbed by the left fielder, Steve Wintermuth. As we mentioned, it's a short porch, 302 right down the line, and it veers out to right about the light pole where Kelly Peterson hit his. 335 at that point, but Peterson was well up that light pole. Probably would have gone around 370 if the light pole hadn't stopped it. One man out. Mark Tolbert at the plate. Pitcher against pitcher. Swung on, foul tipped into the catcher's mitt. Just got a nick of that. One strike on Tolbert. Fry has been the much more impressive of the two pitchers late in the ballgame, but Tolbert has been the most effective. Breaking pitch high, because he has the lead. No question about it. He's had to work out of trouble. It hasn't been a pretty lead for Dixie today, but they've maintained the lead from the time they got the first one. Fry, 1-1 pitch. Call strike on the corner. 1-2 pitch coming up to Tolbert. Meredith on deck. Except for Kelly Peterson. From the fourth inning on, Fry has been pretty effective. 1-2 pitch. Breaking pitch. Foul straight back. 1-2 pitch remains. Dixie would like a little cushion. Lost one run off their cushion last inning. As Gizik came around to score on the looping double by Mike Cronin. Mark Tolbert, leading slugger for Dixie this year, home run-wise, with 18. Closed stance, right-handed hitter. Fastball outside. Two ball, two strike count. Mark Tolbert has done the job today thus far. First round of the National Junior College World Series. Breaking pitch. Hit deep to left field, but not deep enough. Back and catching it with an amazing catch, looking right into the sun, is Steve Wintermuth. So Steve Wintermuth battled, looked like it was over his head, but he actually reached out last minute and grabbed it. Two men out. Both right into the left fielder's eyes, where the sun is staring him eye to eye right now, and Steve Wintermuth has made a couple of good plays. Two men out. Corey Meredith at the plate. Top of the eighth inning. Dixie with a 6-3 lead. The pitch. Meredith drives it down the third baseline. One bounce to the third baseman. Up across the diamond for the out. So 1-2-3 inning. Dixie, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. And after 7.5 innings of play, it's Dixie 6, Monroe 3, back in 60.
Wayne's Window Furnishings offers vertical blinds by Hunter Douglas. And right now, you can choose from new fabrics and vinyls at great savings. Wayne can order any color for you. Among the specials this month, Wayne has discontinued vertical blinds in numerous expensive fabrics, such as Macromet, at the less expensive price. You can get discounts off the regular retail price of up to 63%. See these great buys on Hunter Douglas vertical blinds today and get a free estimate for your home. Call Wayne's Window Furnishings at 628-1814.
The business team. Since we all make mistakes, Tri-State Office Supply carries all colors of corrective fluids.
The business team.
And a big selection of typewriters with self-correcting features to avoid such needs. Walk through Tri-State Office Supply and you'll see many items to make your daily work much easier and more effective. So don't make a mistake. Come to Tri-State, where taking care of business means taking care of you. See the business team on 36 East Tabernacle.
We're the business team.
Southern Utah's Sports Authority, Dixie's 890, KDXU.
Bottom of the eighth inning, Dixie with a 6-3 lead in the first game ever for a Rebel team in the National Junior College World Series. You're talking the final 10 junior college teams in the country to be played. Top 10 in the nation. If you're looking at the rankings, only four out of the top 20 have made it to this Junior College World Series. Typical, similar to the basketball situation. Number one ranked San Jacinto North. The best record in this tournament is Monroe, and they're ranked number 5 in the nation. Critical inning for Mark Tolbert. He has the second, third, and fourth hitters scheduled up. Bottom of the eighth inning. Steve Wintermuth takes a strike right down the middle. Tolbert will have to be an aggressive pitcher at this point. Tolbert. 3-for-4 today for Jim Wintermuth. The pitch swung on a miss, strike two. Heat against heat this time. Jim Wintermuth, the switch hitter. 5.55 average. He was injured first part of the year, only played 19 games for Monroe, but 5.55 average. 3-for-4 today did not hurt that at all. Tolbert. 0-2 count on Wintermuth, Jim Wintermuth. Steve is the number one hitter, Jim number two. 0-2 pitch, high with the fastball, backs him out of there. Jim Wintermuth, number two hitter, then Rocky Stefano, the center fielder, and then cleanup hitter, catcher Bob Hurlbut. Tolbert winds and fires, fastball way high. Ball two. Two ball, two strike count. No action in the bullpen yet for Dixie. 6-3 the lead. Bottom of the eighth inning. The line drive into center field. Meredith is not going to catch up with that, neither is Leonelli. It'll go for at least two. Gets beyond Meredith.
Tim Wintermuth's on his way for three. He'll have the stand-up triple. Page will hold up on the relay. Jim Wintermuth, stand-up triple on a 2-2 pitch, and Monroe has a rally started. We mentioned critical time for Dixie. Jim Wintermuth, 4-for-5 today, and now the stirring in the bullpen. For Dixie, to warm up Paul Allen and Barry Williams. Williams will reserve catcher, and Paul Allen will be down to do a little warming. Allen will be the number two pitcher in the starting rotation. A man on, leadoff hitter on by way of the triple. That's Jim Wintermuth and Rocky Stefano, who has a double to his credit and a run scored already today. 6-3, Dixie with the lead and trying to nurse this one home. Tolbert, into the stretch, looks at third, comes to the plate, breaking pitch, hit deep to center field, but Meredith has it measured. Now it's being held up by the wind. Meredith on the run. This run will score. It'll be 6-4, but it'll be the first out. So a sacrifice fly. And the Monroe fans get the hand that time. RBI for Stefano. One man out. Jim Wintermuth scores, and it's 6-4. The difference now, the two-run homer by Kelly Peterson. One man out, Bob Hurlbut at the plate. Mark Holder to wind and fire. Fastball foul straight back. Hurlbut looping single for an RBI to drive in Stefano. Struck out, intentionally walked, fly to the popped out to the shortstop. 1-for-3 today. One strike pitch. Swung on. Foul straight back into the catcher's mitt. Strike two. 0-2 on Hurlbut. Tolbert has handled Hurlbut fairly well today. Hurlbut drafted by the Astros this last year. Maybe drafted again. High with the fastball. Ball one. Assigned a later as he's going to play at Florida International next year. Team that's making a step up from Division Two to Division One. 1-2 pitch. Foul straight back. Count holds. 1-2. A man out, a man in. Here in the eighth inning. Dixie clinging to a two-run lead, and Monroe came back up again on that front lip of the dugout. Low with the fastball, 2-2 count. Colbert trying to go all the way. Monroe has left the ball player at least one runner on each inning. Line, deep to center field. Back goes Meredith, way back in front of the 400-foot sign, grabbed it. The third time, Colbert didn't fool Hurlbut. And Hurlbut got under it just enough. Hit it over 380 feet. Second out. Two men out, a runner in. And designated hitter Brian Stevens. Stevens is grounded out, single, walk, grounded out. 1-for-3 today. Over. Routine pitch, cold strike. It's Colbert. If he can escape without any more damage. Well, at the bottom part of the order to deal with in the ninth inning. Fastball just missed. Outside. 1-1. And if he can get through Stevens, it'll be the first inning that Monroe has not stranded anybody. Breaking pitch just misses inside. Six have wanted that one. Held on to it here for a while. Couldn't get the kill. 6-4, Dixie. With a 2-run lead. The pitch, fastball, foul state drive. Kicking it off. Music on deck. Bill Music, who scored the run last inning. Monroe has had single runs in the 3rd, 4th, 7th, and now here in the 8th. Dixie had a single run in the 2nd, 3 in the 3rd, and a 2-run homer in the 5th inning. Swung on and missed. Strike 3. 6 strikeouts, and the 8th inning, 1 run, 1 hit. Nobody left for the first time, and at the end of 8 innings, Dixie 6, Monroe 4, back in 60.
Get in on the fun of boating for Memorial Day with a new boat from Motorsportsland. Right now, Motorsportsland is having a store-wide Memorial Day sale on Southern Utah's number one word for fun, boats. Motorsportsland is offering fantastic savings on every boat in stock, Bayliner, Cobalt, and Wellcrest. All with easy financing, all with low monthly payments to fit your budget, and all ready for immediate delivery. Motorsportsland has the boat to make your summer memorable.
Harman's has an excellent variety and selection for your family needs. From the best in meats, poultry, seafoods, and specialty cheeses in Harman's meat department, to toys, lights, and decorations in the hardware department, Harman's has it all. And at the lowest prices, Harman's meets or beats those competitors' advertised prices like Smith's, Albertsons, and Lynn's. Shop Harman's today for the best specials in town. And remember, you can't beat Harman's prices.
Southern Utah Sports Authority, Dixie's 890, KDXU.
Payoff inning now for both teams. Monroe needs 2 runs to keep alive. Dixie would like to get a cushion right now. Top of the 9th inning, Rebels will send up Chad Erickson, Mike Page, and Chris Leonelli. Owning a 6-4 lead, Monroe has been chipping away. Dixie would like to get a little more against Brian Fry, but Fry's been doubled up. Fry has retired 4 straight, but it's been pretty tough except for a 2-run homer to Kelly Peterson, and that's the difference right now. Low with the fastball to Ferguson. 1-1. Top of the 9th inning. Dixie wants Sunday off. They want to play Monday. Fry winds, left hands this one, breaking pitch, just misses inside. Ball 2. There seems to be a significant Colorado contingent that's rooting for Dixie. They like this Northwest district. Fastball loops down the first baseline in foul territory. Gizek looking for it, finds it. So Ferguson fouls out to the first baseman. He finishes with an 0-for-4 day. Unless this goes into extra innings or Dixie somehow bats around this inning. Erickson a little upset. Flings his batting glove into the dugout. Has had a meek day against Brian Fry. Mike Page, second baseman. 0-for-2, but scored a run. Fastball, ball 1. Page has not had a bad day except for 1 error. Everything else has been pretty good for the second baseman. Walked and scored the run. Fastball, hit down the third baseline, foul. 1-ball, 1-strike count. Fry has been a good, steady pitcher. He's not been overpowering at all today. Has but 3 strikeouts. That's all I can see, 3 strikeouts on the day, so he's not been overpowering. Fastball chased, low fastball, and missed. 1-2 count to Mike Page. Leonelli, top of the order, is next. Brian Fry. Close stance by Page. 1-2 pitch coming up. Ground ball, big hop to Ferg. Ferg comes up firing towards first base and guns him out. So out 6-3. Second out of the inning. And Chris Leonelli, the leadoff hitter, coming to the plate. Leonelli singled hard down that first baseline. Had a sacrifice in the 3rd inning. Grounded out twice. He's 1-for-3 today. He's scored just ahead of Kelly Peterson's home run. Leonelli
but like to keep something alive here in the ninth inning. Just a narrow two-run lead for Dixie. Fry swung on, foul tipped off the end of the bat. Strike one to Chris Leonelli. Dixie can hang on. We'll be back here again 2 o'clock Monday afternoon with the Dixie versus the winner of North of San Jacinto North and Cochise College. Fry, breaking pitch, hit on the ground to the third baseman. Up and firing as my crony pulled off the bag, but tags Leonelli as he slides into the bag, so it's out 5-3. The throw was wide. The throw was wide, but still out. End of the ninth inning, top of the ninth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. At the end of 8.5 innings is Dixie 6, Monroe 4, back in 60 seconds.
There are great savings at Sprouse this week on Nintendo and Nintendo games. Right now, Nintendo is only $99.97. That's the lowest price ever offered. Sprouse has received a fantastic supply of games and all at terrific savings. Zelda or Link for $34.97. Summer Quest for $37.97. And many more to choose from. The kids will enjoy hours of summer fun with Nintendo. So stop by Sprouse in the St. George Commercial Center and enjoy the great savings on Nintendo and Nintendo games.
Right now is the time to buy a new GMC truck from Newby Buick. You can still choose interest as low as 2.9% or cash rebates on most models. Newby Buick has a large inventory of pickups, Suburbans, or vans. You'll be surprised at the selection of engines available to meet your driving requirements for work, play, or everyday driving. GMC also offers a wide range of transmissions. So while rebates or low interest financing is still available, stop in Newby Buick and take a test drive. Newby Buick, 391 West St. George Boulevard.
Southern Utah's Sports Authority, Dixie's 890, KDXU.
Bottom of the ninth inning, Monroe, the home team, Mark Tolbert trying to hang on. If it stays this way, both teams, both pitchers will have complete games. Not pretty, but they will have done it. Dixie, three out the way, not only from their first appearance in the Junior College World Series ever, but a first victory for the Rebels right off the bat. Could it be? Bill Guzik, who singled and scored his last time up, is 1-for-4 on the day to lead things off. Tolbert, fastball low, around ankle high, ball one. Three out the way. Monroe trying to cheer on the team. Rally for a couple or three. Fastball, strike at the knees. Guzik trying to coach a walk. Last inning was the first inning. A correction. Yeah, it was the first inning that Monroe did not leave anybody on base. Fastball up and in. Ball two. Two ball, one strike out. And you can feel the tension now. Dixie wants the victory. Paul Allen lazily throwing in the bullpen. Nothing serious yet. 2-1 pitch. Grounded. Up the middle. Mark Roberts can't get up. Can't get it. Single again. So twice, Guzik has gone up the middle on ground balls for base hits. Leadoff batter on. And David Ferg coming to the plate. No, we'll have a pinch hitter. Coming up for Ferg will be Rob Snedden. Snedden, pinch hitting. Wearing number 6 on his back, Rob Snedden. Left-handed batter. And somehow you knew this was going to happen. One man on. Everybody standing in the Monroe dugout. Mark Tolbert on the mound. Guzik with a ground ball up the middle. Snedden, left-handed batter. Chokes up on the bat just a little bit. First pitch, strike at the knees. There seems to be a little bit of hometown favorite for Dixie. Closest thing to Grand Junction, I guess. One strike pitch. Swung on, chopped to the left side. Will it be foul? Yes. Kelly Peterson touches it foul. Two strike count on Snedden. Nobody out. Bottom of the ninth inning, Dixie trying to nurse home a two-run lead. 6-4, the Rebels. Tolbert has gone all the way. Brian Fry went all the way for Monroe, and after Dixie got to him early, hung in there well. Allen now starting to get a little serious down the in the bullpen. Tolbert into the stretch. Looks at first. Comes to the plate. Fastball. Swung on and missed. Snedden couldn't hold up. Strikeout number 7 on the day for Tolbert. One man out. John Ravino to the plate. Ravino wearing number 7 on his back, a second baseman, Slide to the right fielder, grounded out, hit by a pitch, reached on an error. He's 0 for 3. Breaking pitch, called strike at the corner. Monroe didn't like that one. Right on the corner, outside corner. Breaking pitch by Tolbert. One strike count, one man out. The pitch, breaking pitch, inside, ball one. 1-1 count. Guzik on at first base by way of the single. Two outs away from victory. Tolbert trying to lock this one up. Fastball misses outside. Two balls, one strike count. On deck, Frank Microne, who looped a double down the right field line to drive in the last run for Monroe. 6-4, the lead, Dixie. Going a full nine innings right now. The pitch, swung on, foul, straight back. Evens the count at two balls, two strikes. Mark Tolbert wants this one. Gordon Jolly said this team has a lot of heart. A lot of heart.
With Alone at number two for a second week. Coming up, the...
Thank you. minute information with Kent McGregor and KDXU News.
Pardon me, are you Hispanic?
Si. Ricardo Diaz. Who's that girl? It seems like every Madonna song has a little Spanish in it now. And that's from the motion picture of the same name. She's got the tour going on now and heading toward Anaheim, California as we speak. Madonna, number 40 at debut this weekend. Here's number 39. Now, the TV show is into its third season. The theme song for that show...
Thank you. passing by. I often pray before I lay down by your side. If you receive your calling before I awake, could I make it through the night? Could I?
Goodbye.